Do you guys, we have a very, very serious announcement.
How
I'm
serious?
Pregnant.
Yeah, right.
I have a boyfriend. Oh, that's even a bigger joke. So, no, we have a live show. Yay!
Live show, Horrible Decisions, coming to you live.
Yeah, we are coming to New York. Well, I guess just, you know, taking the train there. and so, yeah, it is going to be brought to you by Cast Sound Lab, our studio right here in Brooklyn, New York, where we're recording from today. It's going to be me, Mandy, some of your favorite guests that were on the show might be there. You know, not going to tell you.
It's going to be super exciting, guys. You can check the details out in the description of this episode, and we will also be posting the link where you can purchase tickets on our personal Instagrams as well as the Horrible Decisions Instagram. That's at @horrible_decisions for details.
So if you have somebody that you want to bring with you, whether it be your homegirl, because y'all need to learn how to suck dick together, I think we should do a banana-like thing.
Maybe.
That just came to me.
That would be awesome.
We should have a dick suck. No. My mom might come.
Your mom is going to be there, and she knows you suck dick. So I think that would be awesome, and I'm excited to see all of you guys.
I could do a good hand job one. Everybody says I could do really good hand work. I'm serious. We could. But we want it to be really interactive. Maybe one of you guys, we could do a dick sucking contest. But we have a raffle. Mandy's not really for this, but it's a threesome raffle where you can win a date with us. We don't know what might end up happening, but we will buy you drinks.
Again, the details will be in the description of this episode as well as our social media. So hope to see you guys there.
So you might not know who this is, but we
I love us.
Big fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw her on Instagram.
You probably hear me play this all the time. On my Instagram and Snap, especially when I'm tired of a hoe. Maybe sometimes you. This is the best shit.
Don't you fuck with my energy.
Cast the spells with my cousins. That's Princess Nokia. I don't know if y'all know who that is, but she is amazing. You've probably seen her videos like reposted. She talks about like energies and like gentrification. She's just the shit. So check out her album. It's 1992 on iTunes. It's the bomb.
Yeah, I follow her on Instagram.
She's super cute.
Haven't gotten into her. She's not my type of forte.
Bitch.
What? She's just not. I have my type of music. You have your type of music.
She's a great New York MC. She had a really cool like documentary thing that came
out. That was bomb.
She talks about like where she's from and like.
She's like a don't shave your armpits or legs type of feminist.
I think I saw that and I was just like, wasn't buying into it.
I find her sexy. welcome guys to Horrible Decisions. I'm Wheezy.
And this is your girl, Mandy B.
And we have a great friend of mine in the house, James.
Hey.
He is, he listens to every one of our episodes. I think. That makes me feel good. I think
I have heard everyone.
Yeah.
So I'm probably your biggest fan, I guess.
James will text me in the middle of the day and be like, are you fucking serious? You guys think, but I'm like, all right. So we brought James on today because we wanted James' perspective on a lot of different topics that we brought up throughout the show. And because we're always discussing it, he wanted to put his input on there. James is a divorced, ex-Christian, pansexual male.
And for our listeners who don't know what a pansexual is, do you want to kind of touch in on that and let us know?
Yeah, I mean, pansexuality is, it's, you know, some people say bisexual or pansexual are the same kind of thing. Pansexual is just a way of saying, if you say bisexual, then you're like saying there are two genders and that's what I'm dealing with. Pansexual is about saying my attraction isn't based on gender.
Right.
It's based on other things. So people that are, you know, trans or gender nonconforming or non-binary, you know, I'm attracted to people, not necessarily gender. Now, like, practically, obviously, there's a scale, and I definitely fall more towards the straighter end of things. But
right.
I'm also very attracted to, like, androgynous people and people that are kind of, you know, not fulfilling certain gender roles in the typical way.
Most women that I've seen you attracted to, it's funny, James was showing me this picture of this girl he was fucking that had, like, the snake bite tongue. And like very boy girl look, and I was like, well, okay, you know, I'm more of a like Beyonce Rihanna type of love.
I have a question actually about that. So I have I'll refer to him as an associate. We speak, but he's pansexual, and he just got divorced from a transgender woman. But he also dates women in his personal life, but does gay porn. So he is into. Kind of, and he described it to me as he doesn't attach himself to any specific gender. So if he likes a male, a female, a transgender, he just likes a person,
right,
as exactly. A person. Is that kind of
exactly right? And okay. I think that's a good way to describe it, because it's about, you know, interacting with a person. Like, I can recognize that my, you know, my tendencies and my likes skew towards a certain thing, but, like, that doesn't, when you're interacting with people and dealing with people in relationships, like, there's always going to be more things going on than that and more things that you're attracted to than just, you know, somebody's gender expression.
So is it more of an emotional connection and not a sexual connection? Because with sexuality, aren't you turned on by certain, you know,
see,
parts of a body?
I think it's someone's vibe more.
But if you're talking about a relationship that you're going to have with someone, that's, it's a combination of sexual and emotional and friendship things. You know what I mean? Like, it's not necessarily going to be just about sex.
And I think I'm more bisexual because I know I like a girl for being a girl.
Right.
More than I like feel people out. Like, when I see women, like, I recognize them for being sexy women or sexy men. It's this very divided thing where I think the way I've heard pansexual people describe it, it's like, oh wow, I really like their energy, or they had this that was sexy about them. Like, no, I talk about them like their gender.
Okay, so when you date, I hate that we're already hopping into the interview here, I didn't mean to, but when you date, how do you identify to someone? You said you lean towards more women. Now, some women would possibly have an issue with you saying, but I've also been attracted to men. How do you come forth in the dating scene?
Yeah, what
that?
Happens now? Because you're newly dating. You're recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you explain that to someone?
I kind of don't, first of all, like, okay. Unless it, like, goes, you know, further. But I mean, I wouldn't really be seriously interested in someone if they had an issue with dating a guy that has been with guys. Like, that would be
I agree.
Obvious, yeah. Like, you know, deal breaker right there to begin with. I mean, I don't think I would really, honestly, even probably want to be in a serious relationship with a straight woman, with a woman that wasn't, like, at least a little bit.
Really? Why?
Pansexual. I don't know. First of all, because I would feel weird. Like, she would possibly be judging me for that.
Yeah.
And also, I'm just, you know, into, like.
What do you think about when you, I know you watch Insecure. What do you think when you saw Molly trip over the guy being bi?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's just, like, homophobia. Like, you're. Your prejudice against
you think it's I can't wait to get into it because I want to have masculinity conversation.
Okay, we're definitely gonna have a great conversation. Do you want to get into the kink of the week?
Yeah. So
okay, awesome.
James is here because we went to Meadows or whatever. So all I wanted to do was see Future, and I'm like, damn, I don't know who's ghetto enough to go. See, I know you would, but I don't know if you'd want to go to like a whole day thing.
Yeah, I don't like festivals or outside things. Like, so, we went to I went to Made in America last year with my friend, and we had free tickets and everything. Of course, I like J. Cole, so we watched Big Sean, J. Cole. By the time Beyonce, I think we actually left and watched Beyonce on Tidal app because we was just so tired.
James looks like he's
I know. And listen, we were even like in the like duck off part of the statue area. If you've been to Made in America, you know there's a statue where they put like all the guests and stuff. And me and my friend looked at each other like, girl, you ready to go?
So
I'm
like,
ready.
And we left. We have done, I don't know how many festivals we've all done together, but we've traveled for festivals together.
This
but
is our third or fourth one.
No, but like all of us into it. Fuck, it's a lot.
Yeah.
James is going to one next week in Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah,
but I was going to say, one thing I know that you and I can both appreciate, which is the difference between friends that I would invite to festivals or concerts. I can listen to music that I don't know and I'll be all right.
Okay.
And I like hearing newer music. Like, there was, when there's some weirder bands or shit like that, I like finding newer music at festivals opposed to even clicking on it on Apple.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, this is live. I like the vibe. Anyway, so while he's been here, we were sitting down trying to think of a kink of the week, and I came across this one while we were having ramen. It's called frotterism, and it is a paraphilic interest in rubbing, usually one's pelvic area or erect penis, against a non-consenting person for sexual pleasure. It may involve touching any part of the body, including genital area. Have you ever have you ever rubbed yourself up against a guy that didn't want you to?
I mean, I dry hump like all of my friends.
Have you ever done it to someone non-consenting, bro?
That's like a non-consenting stranger. It's a very specific.
I've done it.
Well, I think you know what's crazy? This actually reminds me of, if you live in New York, there is a message that goes off in the subway, or actually there's a sign that says,
if
don't
you see something, say something.
Well, not only that, like, you know, sexual just because it's tight in the train, it doesn't give a person the, you know, sexual whatever.
I have definitely
And so I think about that
me.
In the train, like, I've felt a hard dick on my butt before, and it's like, I know it's packed, I know we're scrunched in here, but this is making me feel uncomfortable to where I've had to put my purse behind me. And I know that guys do that, bro. Like, there's definitely guys on the train.
And it's a fetish. But,
yeah. And now that I know it's a fetish, now I'm really going to be covering my ass on the train when it's packed.
Do you remember when I was coming here to the studio with my mom, and the train moved quick, and I grabbed the guy's dick instead of...
You said that. Yeah.
So, like, I was literally about to fall. So I was leaning against the... Where they say, don't lean against the sliding doors.
Don't lean against the sliding doors.
The door is closed, but they reopen. And before I fell, I just wanted to grab anything. And I thought I was going to grab his belt or his shirt, but I grabbed his dick. And I held on. So...
Terrible.
My mom...
Terrible.
Did he complain about it?
He, like, looked really awkward and laughed. And then my mom goes, oh, I'm her mother. She's sorry. What? So anyway.
James, have you done that? Is that something that...
No.
That's a kink I don't think is...
I mean, like, I've been at concerts where it's really packed and, you know, girls have to walk by and rub their boobs against me, but that is not my...
I've intentionally, in a bar, though, rubbed my chest against somebody.
But someone that you may have thought was hot?
Yeah.
But it didn't arouse you to do that, right? You just did it just to do
it. No, it turned me on.
Really?
Yep. So let's get about me. So actually, so James has a quick story about...
Oh, are we just hopping right into the story?
You
like skipped the whole mail and shit. I'm just like, okay.
Oh no, because this kind of goes with the kink of the week, actually. At least in my...
It doesn't go with consent, bro.
Yes, it does.
Oh shit. No, I'm not gonna tell the story at all,
dude. Okay, no, he really wanted to bring it up because
this story is not about consent. There's clear consent in this story.
All right, fine. Argumentative, but he
knows strangers in this story.
James noticed that there's a trend in our shows where we talk about pee a lot, and so.
You always ask people.
We
about
have
pee,
mentioned.
So,
well, you know,
like,
what? And it's
was,
what's crazy
what
is sometimes we haven't brought it up. So even when we had Jaden XD on, he's like,
he brought up
that he pissed in someone's mouth, and I'm just like, okay, here we go with piss again. I mean, we were planning an episode,
and she's like, I said something about something. She's like, we have to stop talking about pee.
I was like, we have to stop bringing it up, bro.
It's not gonna happen. It's your thing now. This is a pee show.
And then for a while, toes and feet were a thing. I'm just like, can we not bring this up every episode? Jesus Christ. Everyone's going to think we have feet fetishes that we don't and piss fetishes.
I just love hearing that, like, niggas be really doing pee shit. Like, it's just, it's like, let's just open up the doors. Okay, go, like, enlighten us.
So my story, this takes place around Halloween, I think a couple years ago. But I was at a party, and this girl that I had been seeing a little bit before texted me and said that she was downtown. And she said, if you want to take me home, I'll willingly go home with you. And I was like, okay, that sounds good. So I go to pick her up, and I was already kind of a little bit drunk from the party. And we get together, and I'm with her friends, and I can see she's like kind of drunk. And they're like, no, you should come home with us. And she's like, no, I'm going. So we went. I took her home. We're like fooling around on the way back. And then, you know, we're kind of messing around in the room, and she's like pretty much naked, and she runs out of my room, and I live with other people. So she runs out into the thing just naked into the bathroom, and I'm like, this is fine. It's like 2 a.m, whatever. And then she comes back, and then as we're having sex, I can see she's like a little more drunk than maybe she should be.
Awake.
And then I realize, oh shit, she is not awake anymore.
Now, did you come?
I mean, yeah, it was close to that point already.
Was she sleeping?
She was not conscious, I guess, at that point. But, I mean, she was conscious when we started. But once she did, I mean, I stopped.
Now, what do you think? Do you think, Manny, that if you are you agreed to it but then fall asleep, is that consent?
I mean, I didn't, like, I keep going. Like, it was like she
fell asleep. Nah, bro, you already said. Actually, I think it is.
I mean, it's a gray area. I didn't feel great about it, but, like, she was enthusiastically consenting up until the point where
she just went to sleep, or was she,
he
like...
He said she was wasted, so she just
fell asleep. Like, no.
That's not consent?
No. It's not consent. And I'll say it's because I've had a similar situation where I may be really flirty with somebody and say, oh my God, da da da, out of me being drunk.
No, but you
But
went,
if I pass
is,
out, don't touch me, bro.
But no, this is the thing. No, this is what I'm saying.
They were awake when they were fucking.
We had, this is not the first time we had sex either.
Okay.
So we've had sex before. She called me, told me she wanted to come. She was completely conscious, just drunk. We were making out,
right,
and stuff. And then we were having sex. She was completely awake. While we're in the middle of having sex,
she falls asleep,
which isn't like a great thing.
That's awful.
I know, like,
that's an ego, like, yeah, shot to the fucking Jesus Christ.
Did you fuck her again after?
No, because here's what I gotta tell the rest of the story. So, we fall asleep, whatever. Get up the next morning, she wakes up, like, gets out of bed really quickly, like, grabs her stuff, and seems kind of like a little flustered, then Walt goes out to have a cigarette, and I walk outside, and she's like, did we have sex last night? And I was like, yep. And I take her home, go back to my place, and then I, like, sit on my bed, and I'm like, wait a minute. Why is this wet? And then I'm like,
is this another pee story?
This is really wet. I'm like, that bitch peed in my bed.
Oh, no. Now, let me ask you, because we had a story.
Did you have to smell it to confirm it was pee?
Well, that was part of the thing. I was like, what is that smell? And then I felt my bed.
And so did you tell her, hey, you pissed in my bed? How did that conversation go? That's what I said. We had a listener.
Did you get the listener question?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, no, I didn't tell her.
You didn't tell her that she peed in your bed?
No. Like, what is she going to say?
Neither did the guy.
Oh, the guy never wrote her, and she never wrote him at that point.
Is that why you never called her back?
Yeah, kind of.
Wow.
So there
we needed this 3 weeks ago.
Right.
So this is not even the end of the story. So I get back. I had a date that night with another girl.
Oh.
And so I'm like trying to dry it out. I got like paper towels. I run to Target and buy a shit ton of Febreze and all this shit. And
see,
I'm like,
that's when you just. Town.
I've got a fan blowing on it.
That's when you just tell her you like couch sex. And
I tried to fuck her on the floor, and she was like, no, let's go to bed. I mean, I like sex on the floor, but anyway, so I'm trying to do it on the edge of the bed.
And then she's like,
she feels it.
Stop it. She felt that the
bed
was wet.
Told me this story.
Yeah, and I said, oh, I spilled a glass of water. I thought it was dry, but it's
still
a little
wet. Can you imagine if you got fucked at another bitch's
pee? In a pissy bed? No, absolutely not.
Oh, God, that's bad. So, yeah, that wasn't the horrible decision. We are not trying to make it about pee every week. But
That was my horrible decision.
That was pretty fucking good.
To fuck someone on a pissy bed, that's a pretty horrible fucking decision.
She didn't have consent. There's consent. That's the issue.
She did not consent to fucking on someone else's piss. I agree.
So the horrible decision this week is marital dating. I was about to say married dating. I'm sorry. We went out last night. Married dating came up because James used to be married, wanted to date within his marriage. Mandy talks about dating married men, and I just wanted to bring you two together and discuss it because you've got someone who's married, but more honest, the guys that you're dating that are married, are they honest with their wives?
They're not honest with their wives, no.
Let's hash that motherfucking shit out. So let's talk about monogamy in your relationship. So your marriage didn't work out. When did you realize you didn't want to be monogamous?
Probably pretty early on, but I think the issue really was I was coming from this background of a very conservative, religious, evangelical Christian home. So everything I was taught when I was younger was that, you know, women don't really enjoy sex, and men do, so that women only enjoy like the relationship part of it, you know, or they should, if they do enjoy sex and there's something wrong with them, basically.
Yeah.
Or they can only enjoy it within marriage. And even then, they kind of started believing that shit more recently because they're influenced by like the feminist and pro-sex movement.
But that's the thing. If a female enjoys sex, then they look at her like, you're a man eater. You think like a nigga. You're
horrible.
This, you're a whore.
Exactly.
Like, if you enjoy sex.
So for that reason, I was always taught that for men to want sex with a woman outside of a married relationship is a really wrong thing, and you're doing a horrible thing to that woman,
right?
Even if she seems like she enjoys it or she acts like she
now,
wants it.
Now, when you wanted to be non-monogamous, is it because I know you love your wife? I've heard you talk about her in that way. Why did you want to start sleeping with?
I don't know. To me,
did you get bored? Did you
I
want
think
other
the
sex?
Main thing, like how I would describe it, is that to me, sex and relationships and friendships they're all kind of equal things. Like I could have a sexual relationship with someone that I was friends with and not romantic with, or I've had sexual relationships, you know, that I don't have a friendship with this person at all. Like I only want to have sex with them and don't want to like see them otherwise. Or, you know, you can have someone that you're really close and you have all those three things with, but that doesn't mean, even if you have that, someone that you're a really close friend with, that you really love having sex with them a lot, that doesn't mean you're never going to want to have sex with someone else. Or if you do, then that negates anything you have with that
When
person.
You had those feelings, being in that crazy religious, it's fucking nuts. Did you think, okay, do I want to leave my wife? Was there ever that came?
No, I never felt like that. I always, you know, loved her and wanted to stay with her, wanted to be with her. That was never what I was questioning. I just wanted to you know, be with other people, and I wanted her to be with other people. And really mostly what it was about, I think, was just she was so, like, jealous and possessive and insecure about me. Like, if I ever, like, I was never, like, flirtatious or anything. I didn't even really have, like, other, like, female friends or anything that I was close with at all. But, like, if I would ever even, like, look at something or make any kind of comment about any woman looking attractive or whatever, like, it would set her off.
And, do you think that women can drive their men to other women by doing that?
I mean, women can create a bad relationship in which will make more likely for men to go out. But
it's not that active.
I don't think that's what it is. I mean, she didn't drive me to do that, and I was never close to doing that. So, like,
that's a good.
And see how he.
I think that's.
You can drive him to a bad relationship.
If a guy is going to cheat, he's going to cheat.
That's a great answer.
And how he explained his relationship.
Because men will always blame women, like, oh, you did this, 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 that made me do it. Like, you can create maybe tension, but it's not your fault.
Well, even how.
Well, I mean, I think also when you do have a monogamous relationship that both people agree to be monogamous and then one person cheats, like, that is a form of abuse, like, within the relationship, because you're expecting something from someone that you're not willing to give yourself, and you're not being honest with that person, and that's what's really the problem with that, and that's why cheating is bad. But a lot of people, even, you know, guys that say they want that or say they want an open relationship, most of the time they're still really insecure and they aren't comfortable with their, you know, significant other stepping out on them with their woman.
Were you 100%? Did you 100% mean that when you wanted her to sleep with other men?
Yeah.
Or did you want it because you wanted to fuck other people?
I mean, both. But I wanted her to, see that she could fuck someone else and it didn't negate everything in our relationship. And I wanted her to see that wanting to fuck other people doesn't mean that I don't love you. But it was kind of weird because she was mostly interested in fucking women and I just thought that was hot. So I wasn't really concerned about it.
I like that answer, though, because now when – so the guys that you're dating that are married.
That's what I
was – what are you thinking right now?
Well, no, because I was trying to say it as he was on that topic.
But nobody wants you to cut him off.
I didn't actually. You cut me off.
I'm fucking with you.
So I was trying to relate exactly since this was supposed to be a
I hope you guys are fine because this is going to be a bouncing off of each other conversation. So please don't feel like we're all interrupting.
Well, I felt interrupted. Jesus, I was trying to
relate
it.
Bitch, well, now you know how I be feeling.
Well, bitch, I'm just saying I was trying to relate it right as to he was bringing it up.
Stop interrupting each other, guys.
Shit.
I'm going to say it right here. No more interrupting.
Like, we were trying to tell a difference in what he was talking about in terms of him wanting to step out of his relationship but completely still be in his marriage because he had those sexual connections, the emotional connection, mm-hmm. the friendship with his wife. Those are the type of men that I have dealt with. They're not with me looking to leave their wives.
Right.
They're completely happy in the relationship they have with their wives, but there may be something, whether it's sex, whether it's a conversation that they like having with me more, you know.
Yeah.
It's literally like, and I won't say his name, but there's one, and we're able to bounce off ideas as far as businesses. He's very creative in what he wants to do, and he genuinely just likes those conversations with me that he knows his wife maybe either doesn't care about, doesn't know the business. He just doesn't have, he can't have those conversations with.
Do you ever feel at that point, because that would be my issue, and maybe that's because I am a more emotional person than you. Do you ever, has there been a moment, honestly, where you felt used?
So I'm not going to lie. If, and I've told this to many, many women who choose to deal in this. If you choose to deal with a married man or a man who is taken, I don't feel like you should ever go into it thinking that you can take the main woman's place.
And that's the thing. I don't think you have to necessarily think that for you to then feel used.
Well, I don't feel used because I make it benefit me. So I enjoy the relationship, but I make it a monetary game. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I sit here and tell men, like, you married. She's kept. She ain't got to worry about bills, how she's living. If you want to build that relationship with me, I need you to do that for me. So I need to know if I need tuition paid, you got it. If I need my bills paid, you got it. I'm mm-hmm. not getting into a relationship that I know essentially cannot go anywhere emotional without a benefit for me. So I'll sit here and say, like, okay, I don't mind having this arrangement that you want to bring about, but I'm also not going to sit here and just be someone emotional. Like, it's going to cost you.
Right.
And so that's kind of, right. You know, so how I bring it.
That's good, because then you're communicating honestly. You're telling them what you need out of the relationship, and you have that back and forth with them.
And I've had, like, even with Crystal, we've talked about it. Mm-hmm. And there's been guys that have approached her, and when she brings up the money, they're like, no, I just need me girlfriend number two. What the hell is in it for the other girl besides sex? I could go fuck someone who's single, and it could potentially be something. For me to start something with someone who's dead end doesn't make sense.
Do you think that that's because you know it's a lie? What if you met a married dude that it was an open relationship?
I don't believe in coming in as...
No. I'm not talking about with his wife.
No. What do you mean, an open relationship?
I'm talking about a guy who's like...
a polyamorous relationship.
I'm not even saying poly. I'm saying like a guy who's like, hey, me and my wife are both open. It's okay. Insecure. I can date you. My wife dates other people. You don't have to ever see my wife. Like, I'm open. We can go out. We can hang out. We can do everything. I'm not lying. My wife knows I'm with you.
You still feel
like you need a game.
No, because essentially, if I get into a relationship with somebody and route, I want to possibly have kids. I want to possibly get married. If he's already married.
You hate kids, Mandy.
Right? I do hate kids. But honestly, at this point in my life right now, I don't want it. But I'm not going to open. I'm not going to get myself. I'm not going to get into a relationship where the door is closed on growth.
Right.
And essentially, if I'm coming in a open relationship, there's still a door that's closed to me that we can't go past.
Right.
Essentially. So no, I wouldn't get
this
into
that. This has never happened to me and during the show, but I have to pee so bad.
That's fine.
I want to bring up this next part that you and James could go in.
Okay.
So just to start it off before I go to the bathroom, James brings up that you don't like men on the DL a lot. And right. I think finds it contradictory because there is deceit in that, but there's also deceit with
the
men.
This is so shady. What? You're trying to start a fight with us right before you go.
You know,
to the
no, I really want to be
here. Just go. Go pee.
No,
we'll
but I'd love this conversation because
I really want to be here.
I don't feel like it's. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Basically, I'll say my thought on such.
Go ahead.
I do talk to a lot of men who dip and dabble, but are open about it to me. And when I ask them, do all of the women in your life know that you're like this? They say no. Mm-hmm. I do have an issue with that, more so on the health tip, and essentially them lying to themselves. Married men, I don't believe in monogamy. Okay. So essentially, if he's not with me, he's going to be with somebody else anyways.
Okay. But if your issue is with honesty and being honest with yourself, a straight married man who's cheating on his wife is being just as dishonest with the people in his wife life that are closest to him and himself as a guy that's doing the same thing but with guys.
Yeah, but like I said, so when it comes to marriage, and I've said this actually a lot on the show, I don't believe one person is meant to be with another person.
Right.
There's the commitment of marriage that you guys have this relationship. He's stepping out of the marriage and essentially being with other women as he chooses. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is going to happen regardless.
It's the same thing with
you
guys
think it's
going to
happen
guys.
Regardless that guys are going to be with other guys?
Of course. They are. They always have it. What are you talking about?
You think it's inevitable that guys are going to be with other guys so they can not share it with a woman if they want to?
No, I think if they're being with other guys in that place, then they should share it with the woman. I don't think they have to share it. They should share it with the woman. I think also, like, people who deal with homosexuality are dealing, especially, you know, in poorer communities especially, you're dealing with a lot more discrimination.
She's back, guys.
You're dealing with a lot of consequences.
That's the shit I've ever taken. I honestly lied to you guys. I had to shit so bad.
That is the fastest shit.
Catch me up.
No, we're just talking.
I was talking about coming out. I think that, you know, or being open about your sexuality or who you fucked in the past, possibly, whether, you know, it was men or women. I don't think that straight people should be telling gay people or queer people when they need to be coming out of the closet or when they need to be honest about stuff, because they don't understand what people go through when they actually come out of the closet and the consequences from everyone in their lives, from their family to their friends to people at their
right.
jobs and their schools shitting on them for being who they are and being honest about that. Like, you don't get the same thing for saying, you know, I had sex with someone, but if you say, oh, I had sex with another guy, then now all these women aren't going to want to fuck you. They're going to think you're whatever, you know, if people are like that in that community.
Right. I'm going to be honest with you. Men on the DL, when I was younger, I used to be like, no, that's terrible. But now that I'm more accepting of dating bisexual, I mean, my mind is completely open. Like, I have no
right.
prejudice against it anymore. I can't say that there is anything that fucking different.
I mean, I'm accepting of it too, but even with talking to so many men that have this lifestyle,
like, is a lie, a lie.
I ask them, I'm like, well, you're so open with me, I'm accepting of it. If you possibly say this to another woman, she may be accepting of it too.
Yeah, but that's up to them. That's for them to decide. That's their life. They know that. You don't. Like, you don't know those people and what they're dealing with. And maybe you're right, but that's, like, you're not in the position to say that if you're not, haven't dealt with that.
So I am not allowed to feel this way about download men because I mean, okay, with cheating married men. I just don't see the correlation, really.
I'm asking you, what's the difference?
I don't really see the correlation of them being the same.
They're both deceitful. A lie is a lie. They're both deceitful.
They're both cheating on other people. They're both bringing the potential of
sexually abusing. No, I'm not even talking about someone being in a relationship. I'm saying to me, when I'm talking about men on the DL, it's the casual dating or you're sleeping with men and women at the same time. I'm not saying I'm talking about that. Like, you're spreading with a ton of different people.
Okay, well, you're saying a bunch of different things. Like, you're saying a married guy who's cheating on his wife, you don't assume that he's spreading it.
She mentioned men on the DL. I didn't mention a married man sleeping with a man.
No. Because we're saying, is it contradictory because you think married, you don't find a big problem with married dating, right?
Because I don't believe in monogamy. So I feel like a man is going to do that.
So why is it so much worse if they're on the DL?
Because essentially you're dealing with men and women. We talked about this
but
I don't see anything wrong with it, but I feel like it needs to be mentioned because just like we mentioned the transgender conversation and the same thing with Lil Duval going on the Breakfast Club.
That's the same issue. Trans people do not have any kind of responsibility or obligation to tell anyone else what they're like or what their situation is.
And
like,
I'm saying this coming from a community where I'm friends with a lot of people who feel such strong emotions about the homosexuals. Now, I don't like that they do, but I'm saying
because you date bi guys, but then you also are uncomfortable with the DL part.
I have never dated a bi guy.
You're comfortable with bi guys.
I'm comfortable with a guy being. Yeah, I would.
Have you slept with a bi guy?
Curious, I would say. Not one who has actually had male, like a penis in his ass, but clearly I've pegged him. So,
well, the porn star. We talked about that on the show.
He was gay for pay. So, I mean, I guess, but in his dating life, he sleeps with women. And he literally said it took him, like, even during the shoot.
But would you have a problem dating a bi guy?
I just told him no.
Right.
I wouldn't. But that's me.
But the DL thing, then why do you think the DL thing
is
wrong?
Because I like that if I'm dating someone who's bi, he's comfortable in him being bi. And I know that.
Here's the thing. If you say I'm not comfortable dating someone that's on the DL, I don't think that's... that's a legitimate.
That would be more so what I'm saying.
And that makes sense. And there's a lot of people that.
And I like people owning their truth. So right. if a guy is bisexual, I would be 100% more liking to the fact that he's owning his sexuality. I don't mind dating a guy who's bisexual, but dating someone who's on the down low, who has,
I agree. Like, being honest and open about who you are and what you want is an attractive thing. It's a good thing. But the reason that men on the DL are there is because they face a lot of consequences.
And I 1,000% understand that.
If you say that's for you and what you want, then that's understandable. But to say that that's wrong or morally wrong or that's, lying in a way that cheating on a spouse in a straight way is not.
No. I've never really correlated the two together or one being a lesser of evils. But for my preference, I dislike the DL thing. I would love for a guy to own up to his sexuality. If he's bisexual and likes dick, he likes dick, whatever. But that's kind of my take on that, I guess. I don't want to sit here and speak for everyone on being down low is wrong and being married and cheating is not as wrong. I don't want to do that. But my personal feelings on it is that, and I'm glad we kind of got to an understanding on where I am with that.
Before we get into the final topic, which I know we wanted to bring up, which was masculinity, I want to talk really quick about open relationships, because as you guys know, I'm in one. And so there's times where I'll talk about it in, my group chat with my friends, which James is one of my closest. It's all of us. And I will say things where I contradict myself. I like that you go on a date, but I don't like if you like her.
Yeah.
But so we were having a conversation. We were saying, are open relationships really that open? Because there's so many boundaries. What do you think an open relationship in its most ideal, perfect form is?
Well, I mean, I don't know that there's an ideal, perfect form for everyone. Everyone's relationship is going to be different. But I think ideally it should be based on communication and consent and being honest about, what both people want and what both people are willing to do to, make the other person happy. But I think a lot of times it can be hard with open relationships because there's still a lot of deception going on, and there's still, just from what I've seen.
Deception, like what? What do you mean?
Well, deception like and manipulation. Like, they'll say, like, usually the way it works is the guy will say, let's have an open relationship, and the girl's like, okay, because she wants to be with him. And then he is fucking a lot of other people, because that's what he wants to do, that he may or may not be telling her about. But, and if she, he's telling her that she's, you know, able to have an open relationship, but if she ever does, then he'll be, like, weird passive-aggressive and make mm-hmm. her understand that he right. doesn't like it without owning up to the fact that he can't handle it.
Because you think that men bring it up because they want to fuck someone else and not lose you.
Absolutely. Right. I think it's a cover up.
A lot of times it is. But I'm saying that as a person that, you know, believes yeah. in, like, polyamory and non-monogamous relationship. Like, I don't believe in monogamy. But I think that a lot of times still, you know, people are assholes. And that's kind of how
now,
those relationships
if you got married,
you got to look out for that and make sure that it really is equal.
And yes. a lot of times it's not. A lot of times the men do have an issue. And I even have noticed this in the swinging community, going to the beach and just talking to different couples. Mm-hmm. The men have sex. They have threesomes. They bring women in. He's able to fuck other women. But there's you're not fucking another guy. I can't right. look at you the same if there's another dick going inside of you. And I think a lot of black men specifically have that issue where it would be kind of an ego trip for them
yeah.
to see them, their wives or their girlfriends or someone being pleased. Not only that, men are macho, men are masculine, men are providers. Men don't want to think that a woman has to go elsewhere to mm-hmm. get pleased. So I think an open relationship is very hard for a man to accept. They don't want their women stepping out, getting pleased by other men or women.
Yeah. In mine, I realized the only time Loverboy got extremely, I'm not going to say extremely jealous, but the one time where he fucking admitted it. I slept with this girl and woke up in the morning, told him all about it. And I mentioned how we were on the couch. We didn't even take off our clothes. And I fucking came and it was amazing. And I was like, it was so fast. It was so good. Blah, blah, blah. And he didn't say anything for a few minutes. He was like, okay, you know what? I'm sorry, but that was too much.
And that was with a female.
But and I realized, and no, he apologized.
That was with
and,
a female.
And I think it's because it was like, you get into your own ego of, do I make her come that fast? How come it was so good? And I think what happens with women in my open relationship, we both enjoy it because we like the open and honesty. And we like having one person there for the emotions and then everybody else is just kind of fun. But with women, they're a little bit inferior. And he's never said that or vocalized it, but I think that's how a lot of men feel when women fuck other women.
I mean,
she's not going to replace me.
There's a lot of women, too, that are, you know, primarily straight, but they like to fool around with women or have sex with women sometimes, you know, or it's a thing, but they're not going to be in, you know,
relationship.
So if you're in that kind of situation, then the guy will
because
feel
when the
really
man conversation come into play, it's like we discuss it, but it is way harder.
Right.
It's way more difficult. And it has to be those times where I'm like, okay, so I want to talk to you about, like, I need to start this warning opposed
right,
to like,
right.
So let me tell you about this bitch.
Exactly.
So it's like, is it even necessarily open? If you feel like you have to tiptoe around being open, and he can send you pictures of the girls he's on dates with. He can openly tell you they had sex.
Because
is it really open?
It's open because of the honesty. It's open. Fuck you. James got his motherfucking, this nigga. I'm going to tell you why. It's still unclear.
I'm just going to sip this water.
He's saving his Zephyr Hills.
Sip your tea.
Oh, wait. We're not in Florida. It's not Zephyr Hills. What
Poland
is it?
Spring.
Poland Spring. Okay.
It's open because I'm going to tell him and he has to deal with it. But I'm not going to front. I think the one thing that I do because of the security issue is I kind of sugarcoat and make it seem nicer. And you still have the biggest dick. You're amazing, babe. That kind of thing I need to do. Whereas he doesn't really need to do that for me.
Yeah, but on top of it, you're not fucking other guys.
But you know I'm trying to.
No,
I don't
do
think
not.
You are
you
at
are
all.
Absolutely
I really
not.
Don't think you,
you
are.
Running,
you say it, you're
running
from
away
fucking
from
other
you're
guys.
You're only saying that because you think the guy at the gym was hot.
I have seen you do that.
But
he
it's
was.
Not only the one at the gym, bro. There's
and,
a
yeah,
ton of them
exactly.
where you're like, oh my God, he's cute. I don't even want to go on a date with him because I know I'm going to fuck him. Like, you don't want to
you
put yourself.
You know what it is? I'm going to be honest with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I am very like one man kind of woman. And even though the open relationship idea I'm enjoying because of the girls that I'm seeing. And I love flirting with men and texting with them, going out and shit. I feel like if I fuck someone else, then I might just only fuck them. And that shit scares me because I feel like then I'm ruining the rules of the open relationship.
That's why I don't feel like
my
we need to come up with another word for this because I to me, open relationship is feeling okay to go out and fuck other people and just like he is.
I'm not going
to
say that
and
I don't feel the okay on the other end. It's me. It's my own feelings and guilt or fear.
But you were just saying how you already have to sugarcoat it and do a lot of stuff.
I do it, but I know that I
girls,
could.
But
when you were girls.
And you say even when you talk about a guy even a little bit.
No, the girls I'm cool with. The girls is cool. It was the me coming too hard, crazy. But I mean, the jealousy is okay. I can't not say.
Dog, his face. I wish this was being recorded.
Because James is my shadiest friend.
His face is a meme. His face is a meme right now. Jesus Christ.
I'm not your pettiest friend, at least.
No, Christopher's the shadiest friend. No, with the women, I don't. I was saying that one situation was the one time I sensed the jealousy. But with women, I don't as much because I said they feel and I think that they're more inferior in his head. But with men, I do. And I don't know if it's because I'm worried about his feelings too much. And I should just thank you, eyebrow raise, James. And I should just focus on myself. But even in my head, when it starts getting closer and closer and closer, it's harder for me.
I think that with any open relationship, the communication and guidelines need to be set from the beginning. And I feel like I don't want to make any comments on you and your relationship, but I feel like it's something that needs to be kind of black and white. And I feel like there's a lot of gray area with a lot of open relationships. And I think that that's kind of what
the communication is really hard on my point. You know, when I went to go visit him in Europe, we were in the car and I thought, okay, I'm going to say it right now. This is the moment. And we were in the car and I was like, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm back on Bumble. And I'm swiping guys. And I just want to tell you. He couldn't even turn his face to look at me. He said, okay. The okay was like enough. And I know he didn't like to hear it, but he had to because this is what we agreed to. So that part is harder because the communication, it's like we talk about everything. But when I talk about dudes, it's like, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I give this guy from the gym my number. Okay.
Right.
So he's wanting to have his cake and eat it too.
Right.
Yeah. It's hard. And like,
I mean, I understand. Like, it's hard when you're in a relationship to be honest with yourself about what you want from the relationship because it puts you in a very vulnerable position. And also, we're like raised, everything in society tells us that romance and love is the one thing that can actually make you happy. Like, mm-hmm. That's what is really going to solve all your problems is when you find that one person that loves you unconditionally and you love them. And when you're together, nothing else matters. And you have that kind of, you know, that great romance, that
right.
one-in-a-lifetime soulmate experience. And so everyone kind of low-key wants that, but doesn't mm-hmm. want to admit it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So because when you admit that to yourself that you want that with this person, then if they don't share that back with you, then you're fucked.
The other funny part about that you saying that is because now that my thought process has changed, whether from being friends with Dub, who dates couples or whatever, I used to always joke about the main chick thing being stupid. Now, that's kind of what I want. I'm fine with... as long as we can just more establish that, and I would be okay with dating other people. Sometimes I think it's because we don't know what we're doing with our open relationship, but I don't really care about the other dating because I know that our emotions are there. I know that mm-hmm. there's no one else that tops that, and that's fine. Honestly, monogamy at this point, 100% would be worse than that than this. I don't know if I could deal with that. Because to me, I'd be more worried about deceit. I'd be more worried about having to say my every move, not being able to flirt and do what I want or feeling that freedom. That would really, really scare me. I don't even know what I would do. What I had with back home, like, oh my God, bro. If I looked at other, it was too much of a lockdown.
Right.
So 100% monogamy versus what I have right now, this is what I can handle. Even though there's gray areas and I'm still learning, I don't know if I could ever do it again in my lifetime. 100% all the way through, that's a hard thing to do, man.
Yeah.
I agree. Is.
And to me, like, even more, you know, like, it wasn't like I was really tempted when I was married and monogamous. I wasn't, like, tempted. I wasn't mad all the time that I wasn't, you know, going out sleeping with other people. It was just the fact that I couldn't. Or if something happened, then I would be doing, you know, the worst thing ever in the world if someone wanted to fuck me and I fucked them while I was drunk somewhere out at a party or something like that. You know what I mean? It's the having the freedom to know that that doesn't control everything in your relationship.
Right.
It doesn't reflect, you know, everything that your love together means.
Right. Because rules are what makes, I feel like it's what yeah. just totally fucks it up. So the last thing I want to get into is gender, masculinity, toxic masculinity.
Right. Are you okay?
Masculinity.
Damn, was that?
I said it.
Masculinity.
Dude, we got fucked up yesterday, bro, at that festival. So I feel like I'm Mandy right now with raspy voice.
Listen.
And it's like I'm moderating today somewhat. Like I
know. This is all different. This is all very good. I guess we're giving you guys, you know.
What you
have. You know, I'm so over all of it.
And honestly, I'm not comfortable with that. It's like I'm so dominating in my work and like always taking control with other things. I kind of like you running the show.
Well, not only that, we have a time set here And I don't think sometimes you lose the concept of time. So
I do.
Just to keep the conversation going.
I'm trying.
And I want y'all to know, we don't have a producer. So not only are we talent, we're looking at time. We're saying ads. We actually outline our show. And I don't think people understand, like, it's a lot for both of us to do.
I was super judgy with other podcasts. I would never do it again. The only thing I judge now with like podcasts when I think it's shitty is content.
That's it. Like,
yeah, I listen to Brilliant Idiots, which is one of the biggest podcasts that I listen to.
And they have Chris. Chris is awesome. I love when Chris gets on the mic too.
But
I love
his
voice.
They are all over the place. Sometimes they read ads. Oh, I got to go up. I got to do this. And they get off track. And it never makes me think that they deserve less than five. Their content that they bring is the shit. To sit in a room and make something perfect is really, really hard. So I appreciate you guys for recognizing that we are trying. And
we're trying new things. Like this, we are... What, we're 6 months old? Goddamn, y'all are harsh with these comments. Like, y'all ain't even got a whole
y'all
bunch
tell
of...
jokes at the same time. Well, bitch.
Right.
The fuck? Like, Jesus. I don't know what she's going to say.
And then people loved our frenemy thing. Then it's like, y'all too mean. Are y'all even friends? I'm just like, listen, bitch.
Dude, I was talking.
I sit here and root for the big girls. And it's like, well, you big and you talk shit about her being skinny, and it's just like she calls me a vixen when we go out. Look at her vixen body.
Hold on,
like,
but if I ever you do skinny that, shame me, and if I thick girl shamed, then I would be. It's just you can't
win.
I was talking to Shay about that last review, and Shay was like, "Well, you should talk to her and tell her not to say things like that." I was like, "I'm gonna be honest with you, dude. I don't want to ruin the frenemy vibe because it's real and the banter is real. So if I start." James making a face because there's times where I'm mad, but...
But you're sensitive, and we know this.
But I'm not going to front. To stop all of it would fuck it up.
And I feel like... And I'm sorry that we're going off track of this masculinity contact, but I want you guys to know, like, I think this is something that kind of needs to be kind of talked about because I feel like we're getting so much feedback that we're trying to please everyone. And unfortunately, like I said, we can't please you all. Yes, I've talked over people. And if you've listened from episode 20 on, I've kind of worked on that. If you guys see
here, a lot of new listeners.
If you listen from episode 1, Mandy's still cutting people off. This girl said, Mandy, cut people off. I'm on episode 8. Bitch, we ain't fixed it till episode 20, so you gotta keep going. I don't know what the fuck to tell your ass. Like, it's
you gotta go back and edit the
you
other
know
one.
We can't
it's
go back and edit.
The times that people be like, you get on me too much. I get more annoyed with you getting on me in our personal lives than I do on the show.
Bro, this is
which is the really
lives,
funny thing
crazy.
About it. Because I'll read those things, I'll laugh and be like, yeah, I get her. But they don't hear the things that I be mad about. And the things that you do on the show, I don't think I get that irritated about. The only thing I did was when you called me promiscuous. That pissed me off.
Episode 5. That was the
only
and
thing that
And what's crazy is we're still...
Yeah, you have a show called
Horrible
Decisions.
I know. Everyone is saying that. Everyone is like,
but let me
I
just
can't
make
believe
the
she got so mad
point.
About the word promiscuous.
You know what? We're just going to make the next episode short because I have to get this out. Promiscuity, by definition, is just people sleeping with people just to sleep with them. I don't think it has to do with quantity. I find that I have sex based on quality and the connections that I make with people. So to disregard the sex that I have just because you could call it free sex, I don't fuck people because they're hot. I fuck them because they're hot. They're mentally stimulating. I like the vibe they've got going on. I fuck people for that reason. I don't
and
just fuck
fine.
Anybody.
And that's
but
fine.
Promiscuity means
I,
that you do.
I, no, I don't
that's
agree.
That
that's not. I think she read really deep into the thing. And I said this because by episode 5, there were 5 different stories with 5 different people at that time. You
bitch,
didn't
I
meet Lover. You hadn't met Lover Boy at this point. And
what
you
are you
had,
about to say?
You had two girls and 3 different
ahead,
guys you had sex with.
It?
Well, you're talking about promiscuity. Like you're saying it's a bad thing. So you're assuming promiscuity
slut
is a bad
shame. Go
thing.
Ahead.
And
we're not.
That's not.
You know
so,
what
well, here's what I'm saying.
Let him
like,
talk.
It's, you're on the show saying that having sex with a lot of people is not a bad thing. That's really one of the points. You're saying if you're being honest and owning your sexuality and doing what you want, have sex with as many people as you want. Have a gangbang.
First
you
of all, we should have got on Mandy, not me. We are friends. You should be on team.
That's no. You can't just do that. You can't
Thank
just stick
you.
Me on for like an attack.
You know, it's funny that you bring that up because you have brought that up the most to me. And that's when I realized, like, I think me and Mandy talked about it, too. Someone called us whores. And we were like, wait, hold up. But wait, the name of the show is.
Right.
And I think.
Well, that's what I mean.
And that's like, the thing guys... that I'm learning through. I don't want women to feel like they have to feel shitty about the decisions they make. But to be frank with myself, when hearing that someone thought I was that way or would just sleep with anyone, that did hurt me. I don't know why. I don't know if it made me feel too slutty.
Right, exactly. And you guys say that kind of thing a lot of times.
We do. I want to bring
up, it's real feelings.
You've talked about how you want to be with like multiple guys, but you don't. You couldn't
because
you
feel like
you're a slut.
And I want, can I bring up a topic? So you're not on Twitter. I am. I like to interact with a lot of our listeners. So I got this tweet yesterday, and I meant to send it to you. For a podcast called Horrible Decisions, there's a lot of whorephobia on here.
Yeah.
Why so much emphasis between you and sex workers? And I wrote back to her. Mm-hmm. I said, people assume...
I know the answer for that one, easy.
Well, and we've talked
people
about this.
People think that if you're a normal, everyday person that you can't have crazy sex. That's...
And this is what I wrote back to her. I said, because we want to show how working class women can embrace their sexual freedom just as anyone else can. People assume that only women in the sex industry are freaky and sexually free. We embrace that all women, even those in corporate America, are.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sit here and feel like we're slut-shaming women in the industry.
I don't think we slut-shame sex workers.
Wait, James, please.
All right, come
please,
ahead.
Please read us. Because I want our listeners to not feel this way. So what do we need to do different?
I mean, it's not like super blatant or super obvious, but it comes through in the kind of some of the assumptions or the questions you guys
ask. What's something
ask
that
and the
sticks
talk
out
about
to you?
It. One of the things when one of your recent episodes where you're talking about, oh, like, What are the whore jobs or what are the hoe jobs that girls are saying they're doing?
Wait, mom.
Like,
yeah.
And it just comes off as like, oh, you know, or a lot of times you're asking like, would you date a porn star? Or would you date a sex worker? You know, or what, which is worse? And that's really kind of almost what it is. It's like a would you rather thing. Two horrible things, you know, and
okay.
That's kind of the framing that it comes up as. And like, and it's part of a thing, you know, a part of whorephobia that's, and even really slut shaming too, which is women that have sex for money or even that just have a lot of sex or are promiscuous, they're not worthy of love.
Ooh.
And like men can't actually love
it.
And that's,
I know, right?
And that's
Rita's.
Like really, it is. It's really fucked up because it's
right.
Like, that's a horrible thing to be, you know, but that's what a lot of women in that position are, you know, faced with. And a lot of men treat them like
and
that.
I think the thing is when we did the hoe jobs, I know we were coming from a place of teasing. And I know you wrote me about that in our group chat and said that. I know we were coming from this place of teasing, like, because we call girls out that won't own it.
And, yes.
And that's why we loved Deep Throat so much. Because she had her own
when
business.
Candy
she
came
embodied
on, yes.
This. Lethal Lips was so confident and so sexy about it. But when we mention hoe jobs, it's these girls that want to portray that they're doing so much better in every other aspect.
But it's also
here's the
because
other thing I want to say, and my issue is even mm-hmm. with the way you brought up then responded to that tweet, you said, oh, well, this show, we're trying to show that normal women, even girls that have regular jobs or whatever, can be
sexually free
and mm-hmm. own their own sexuality. But sex workers just have a regular job like everyone else. They're not a special
class of
women.
It's not like status.
They're not
okay.
Different. It's a job. It's sex work is work.
Right. And I don't think, I mean, normal as in like, or I mean, because I agree with her tweet. I don't think that we're coming from a place of like, this is a outlandish, it's just not your common job. That's it.
And yeah, but exactly. But it's like a weird thing. And when you,
but, I mean,
when
you think
ask
it
some
is
about
common.
It, when you ask some about it, it's not that uncommon. I mean, and you guys are saying this, but you're saying you're not sex workers, but I mean, you have sex for money sometimes in exchange for things. We literally just talked about
well,
that
married,
on this
with
on
married
this
men,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not that if it's with a married man. So, I mean, like, it's not like you're
well, see,
so far from that, but that's what I mean.
I agree.
And that's what a lot of people will do is say, oh, well, if there's all this societal stigma attached to something, to sex workers. They really shouldn't be.
Right.
But if you're kind of in that or close to that, it's easier to say, oh, well, I'm not really a part of that.
No, I won't say that we're not these wild girls.
The whole stigma is
bullshit. To say normal, right, or everyday girl, I have noticed that in my lifetime, whether it's colleagues or people I run into, they think I'm crazy. They think I'm this wild person, right? And I want to show that I could do the same things you do. I'm relatable, but I could still have this crazy sex in my everyday life.
Yeah, but sex workers can do that too.
They can
like,
do that.
Right, but the majority
too.
Of our listeners that we want to attract are these, whether married couples, the average teacher,
so you
nurse.
Don't want to attract sex workers or
I think
people
that the people to the mass that no sex workers to me won't think this is crazy. I want to show people that the things that we do aren't that outlandish or wild. I think that finding someone who's a sex worker is going to be immediately more liberal opposed to the everyday girl out there somewhere in the world that might hear this. I want to show that it's not that nuts. I love when I had a doctor write me and tell me that she used the Wee Vibe in the emergency
yeah.
room with a patient. Things like that, I want to come out more. So that's why when we say normal women
or corporate
or something
women
like
or-
that, it's because it's not, it doesn't have to be a prostitute to go out and do fucking bukkake or have a gangbang or have a threesome. There's people out here doing this shit all the time. They could be working next to you. They could be serving you in a restaurant. It could be anybody. So when I know we make that analogy, that we're just trying to say that we don't have to be this porn star chick to have porn star sex. Because I think people think that living these crazy lives, we can't be working a 9-to-5. Mandy can't be in school.
Okay, but also what I hear you saying was that if you're a regular chick who does all these normal things, works a 9-to-5, goes to school or whatever, then you can't be a sex worker. You can't be a prostitute. You keep saying you don't have to be a prostitute
I'm
to
not
be
saying
like
you,
this. You know what I mean?
Well, but I think that people attach the stories like this. They wouldn't think that. What's the craziest thing you've told? One of the craziest
Probably
stories we've had.
Piss.
Or me fucking that guy on Snapchat and then making
and then
the other guys eat me out.
Yeah.
Would my fucking coworkers think that I could do something like that? I mean, that's the thing,
Nobody
though.
Nobody knows what anyone else can do.
You think that way,
like,
dude.
Well, that's
you have a more open mind
not,
than a
like,
lot of people,
anyone who
though.
Knows anything about sex and what people do knows that people keep
well,
that shit
so crazy.
Quiet
so
and do
I've,
crazy
I've
stuff.
Had a, I've had a lot
can
of friends.
Say, can you not say that's kinky? Is that kinky or is that some regular shit?
It's
no, it's
a
kinky.
Little bit kinky.
Well, I've had a lot of friends come to me and it's like, oh my God, like, the fact that you two can come out and say that you do these things and express, like, your
it's
sexual
made us
life.
Open up.
It's made us open up. And I feel like our conversations are maybe expected from people in the sex industry because
Definitely.
They've embraced their sexual freedom. They've done that. Unfortunately, regular women, and I don't even want to call us regular, but
you really should.
Okay, I'm not going to call us regular. Women who are not
the majority.
No, women who are not in the sex industry.
The
oftentimes are not as sexually free with their sexuality, with mm-hmm. what they do behind closed doors.
Right.
As opposed to a woman who does it for a living.
I mean, you have to think,
does
James,
it for a job.
For the fact
is
that
more
people
open.
Say, I can't talk to anybody like this. I can't. I've never heard these things. People, I don't have anyone that, I've, like, who's going to admit this? That does mean we are in a different box, bro. You have to remember
no,
that.
No, I think that's bullshit. And I think saying these that sex workers are over in this box and we're over in this box.
When
is
I mean
we are
in
a
different
a
box, you're nuts.
Also
you think
horophobic.
We are in a different box as to being more open-minded. Are you going to tell me that people haven't listened to me or you talk about something? Oh,
wait,
like,
wait. You're saying you're in a different box than people that are
our mindset,
are closed-minded.
Yes.
Okay. That's fine.
Agreed.
I thought you were
right.
saying you're
Agreed.
In a different box.
And
than
that's
sex
why
workers.
It's hard
no,
for
no,
you
no,
to
no,
understand
no.
what Agreed. I'm saying. I think sex workers are in that box of.
Right,
being sexually
right.
expressive and
so
whatever.
Trying, I mean, I
the majority
know.
Of people, I don't believe they are. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Right.
There's
no
way.
No, I agree
so
with
that's
that.
Why
but,
we...
I mean, you have a podcast called Horrible Decisions. You're not like necessarily attracting the most like conservative. Like you're.
But we
you're,
are.
Right.
You'd
but
be surprised
people
at
that are
the
interested.
Email...
But you're people that are interested in that. And
nobody's
going to
wear. Nobody's
going to
wear the
like,
T-shirt.
Look, first of all, I mean, I'm criticizing you guys, and I think there's something to be said about that, especially because you literally have the word whore in your name, which is a slur. You know, like it's
right.
something that you shouldn't say.
And we did this on purpose.
But,
yeah.
But like you can say it if, you know, you're a subject to that. And the truth is that, you know, women are subject to being called whores, whether they are really sex workers or just for being sexual. So it
right.
it is used on both people. But it's used a lot more and in worse ways on actual sex workers.
Well, even when we were coming up with the name, I don't know if you remember, but even so. And I love that we're talking on this about the title of the show, because we talked about not liking labels. Mm-hmm. So you did say that whore is a slur. It can be seen as a label. Women are called whores. So even adding the decisions behind it, you don't necessarily have to be a whore to make these type of decisions.
Exactly.
Or to something that you did could be seen
Which
as you being a whore.
Which is why I really like that people will say they've done horrible decisions, had horrible decisions with their husbands or things like that. Because I want it to be this thing as... You can listen to this and it doesn't have to be... And that's why we've said we're not sex workers. It doesn't have to be... strippers or prostitutes or escorts or porn stars to have done shit like this. You can do it too. You can go out and get on Thrinder and meet it. You can have these moments in your everyday lives, even if you're not open enough to say it or you feel like you could have never done it, you could. That's why I think we try to say, hey, this is for you too.
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
yeah.
in like I said, you guys do a lot of good stuff and there's a lot of sex positivity on this podcast that I'm very for and definitely a lot of people are listening to it and opening up and
yes.
it's mostly really good. But there's also sometimes where you talk about it, even in the name, horrible decisions, you're saying it's horrible, but also you're saying they're horrible decisions, like they're bad decisions that you're making. And you're like saying, we're sluts, but we kind of feel bad about it.
It's crazy because I don't think we... And,
sometimes
and
you do,
we,
like
well,
the thing
yeah,
with the multiple
and we've
guys.
Talked,
okay.
We've talked
and
about
like,
this even as our outline. She's like, when we try to think of horrible decisions...
There's a few that
her,
we both have
I,
it.
Well, I tell her all the time, not only that, I was like, bro, they don't have to be looked down upon, like we're embarrassed about it.
Right,
I said it could be a horrible decision that we enjoyed. Like I talked about the sex in the club where I ate two bitches out, and it could have been seen by someone else as a horse act. I enjoyed it. I wasn't embarrassed. I'd do it the fuck again. So we've had this conversation when making outlines that because they're horrible decisions, let's not attach each one to feeling embarrassed or damn, we did that and we'll never do it
and
again.
And it's hard because I think throughout the show, it's funny because we knew immediately when thinking we would do this podcast, we were the perfect people for it, whatever. And throughout it, there's been things like there was something I brought up, a porn star that Mandy slept with that did gay porn. And the second
he's not a porn star. He's a model that did porn one time because he's good looking, and he made money for it.
Okay, and that's even the thing, you know, like, but you're saying you don't like labels
and
boxes.
And you put them in labels and boxes all
the
time. The
second the show was over, right? I just wanted to bring up this point. When the show was over, she's like, what the fuck? We weren't going to bring that up. So just to say, like, somebody as open as you, and I think you're more open on the show than I, we all realize we have these little, like, what, like, why didn't you want me to tell? You know, do you
Because at episode whatever, that was fairly in the beginning, and
But it's our own, that's just a point to say, we all have these little subconscious insecurities that we can't let everything, it's weird. There's things you and me both haven't said on the show yet that were like, nah, not yet. Why? Is it the fear of being judged? Is it the fear of being looked up more as whores? And that's the thing that we're learning as we grow this show. Like,
agreed.
There are parts of us, and which is why you hear mistakes like that, where we still, and I think it comes from being two corporate women that want to still be respected in that way.
Right.
It's something too
much.
You're
concerned with how you know other people see you. And in some ways you're not, especially you. You know, it's one thing I could tell from you when the very first time I met you is that you didn't give a fuck about what other people thought about you. You're going to be yourself. But under that, there's still some, you're still aware.
Oh, you're definitely
you know what, James?
Still very sensitive on that.
I can tell you what, James, what that is. This is what it is. And now I know it. Now that you've said it. I absolutely am like that when people meet me. But now, other people could judge me and I have to see it. Mm-hmm. That is really hard.
It is hard.
Because I really don't fucking care.
And see.
But now that I got to read it, I'm just like, what?
And see, for me, I've been on social media.
I've never cared what people said behind my back ever. But now that it's in my face, it's hard.
And see, I've seen it all the time. Like, I've been dragged, oh my God, on Twitter, on Instagram. I've been on this social platform since 2009, 2010. Mm-hmm. From Twitter, from modeling, from being a blogger, from then writing a book to, you know, now having a podcast. So I feel like I've always been open to criticism and seeing it. So I've kind of had to make a harder shell than most.
Yeah.
Because you haven't had this platform where now it's strangers. It's not just Orlando anymore. Orlando, people sit here and talk shit behind your back and you don't know. Global platform where you have people who've never met you and they only know what we've said in an hour show.
Right.
And it's just like, now you have people that think they know you and now they think that they can pass certain
judgment.
You know,
I got really upset. We had a review that said Mandy mentioned the good hair thing and I got upset Mandy because I'm reading it like, no, bro. This is... Mandy, if anything, I wanted to make this podcast more of like open to anybody. She's like, no, this is going to be a black podcast, period. And I was like, you really think it is? I mean, and it was crazy because when I read it, I was like, now it's making us sound like we think we're superior because we're mixed. Like,
right.
You just never know what someone will take from what you say. And so you're right. Where I don't give a fuck in my everyday life, now that it's become this like business almost, I'm like, I can't handle it.
And unfortunately,
a lot
like
more scrutiny, like
there is
like a fake page me is nothing, right? Like, whatever, someone called me a whore, who cares? But now you're like putting it out there with your username, like you suck at this.
But even in touch to and I told you, so I got really upset even about the good hair comment. Weezy was like, I think we should talk about this. And I said, bitch, I'm not talking about it. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Da-da-da. Like, I'm black and white. I literally cried. The second episode or so, I had a breakdown because I wanted to wear braids because I was going to Miami. But I work in a very conservative corporate America job. And I am the only black person on the floor, regardless of me being half black or not. I'm black to everyone else. And I literally had a breakdown about wearing braids to work. So to see that this comment was, you made a comment of having good hair because your mama was white. I was just like, I wear weave. I wear braids. I have the same issues as anyone who's full black because I have these stereotypes.
Because you're black enough.
You know I'm black enough. And so I feel like I was very hurt that someone would even feel like we think we're superior. And we talk about... her sweat, she just asked for edge control while she work out. How does she keep her edges down? So for someone to think like that we're thinking we're superior about them, again,
it's
reading
hard,
that
bro.
In the comments, it's very
and
hard.
And I think to your point, it's like we just got a little too deep.
Jesus.
I still want this like one little piece of respect. And to me, my own securities with some of the more horrible things I've done, it'll be like, nah, bitch, you took it over the edge.
Yeah.
Like, no. You know, and it's stupid. But, I mean, and when it's like, not to invalidate our feelings, but stupid to think that we could be so open with this name, with this podcast, with putting it out there, but not that one fucking thing.
And still, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, whatever. If it's your personal life that you're not comfortable sharing on the show, that's totally up to you, and that's totally fine. You shouldn't feel like you have to be totally open about everything about yourself on this show, that you don't owe that to anyone. But I think you're coming at it in your own head. The reason you're not comfortable sharing it isn't just because of what other people will think about you, but you kind of feel like maybe it's actually not good. You're not.
Weezy had to read this guy for doing that. He wrote Weezy and was like, "So are you just gonna whore yourself out for this podcast?"
I'm like, I felt one dude this whole podcast.
Guy was just being ridiculous.
You saw the comment.
Yeah, he was just trying to get in your pants. That's really all it was about. Because he said, "Oh, I know you got." He was like acting like you care, give a fuck about what he thinks about you.
He was like, "How are y'all gonna make it to 100?"
He was like, "Oh, rich, successful men." Like me, like women that are open like you guys, but I don't want you to be a whore because I still want you to be good for me. It's like,
it was
talking about? You're not in the picture at all. Like,
what
shut
are
the fuck
you
up.
Doing?
I just think that when you guys have this kind of show, you know, with whore in your name and everything, you're talking about, you know, being pro-sex and open about this, I think you should also be really clear that you support sex workers and sex worker rights, and maybe
I
even have
that.
Like some sex workers on here. So we
have.
Do that. I know you have had some, but even maybe some that are really involved with like sex worker rights and dealing with issues and like
that's a good idea.
Police brutality and police harassment and all the, you know, stuff that goes on with that. Like there's some really good.
I'm really glad we had this conversation. Although masculinity sounded, you know, interesting.
Yeah,
this was a really kind of,
yeah,
we're going to have to bring you back on because I love looking at hippie Jesus across the table.
Dude, there was a guy that dressed as Jesus at the Meadows, and I was like, "You are doing it wrong. That is the real one."
Right? No, for sure.
Yeah, I always mention James on this show. I think you probably heard me say your name a few times. Where there's a lot of times where like people will say like white devils and shit like that, and I used to too, but now I can't because I know James rides a little harder for black folk than I probably do.
What do you mean? No, now like, you can say white devils. That's the thing. I gave you even more permission to say that.
I'm white.
And I'm like, yes, they are. Like white people are the devil.
Yeah, they're trash.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This was, y'all wanted over an hour. Y'all got over an hour, goddamn. Here you go. Probably only 8 minutes over an hour, but fuck y'all. We're working on it. Well, I'm really glad that we had this conversation. I would love to hear you guys' thoughts and feedbacks on this specific episode. I think everything on this episode was great.
I know everybody's going to be like, he read your ass.
You guys can always hashtag horrible decisions on Twitter. Clearly, I keep up with it, and I'm responding back to you guys. You can also reach us on our horrible decisions Instagram at horrible_decisions, and email us your whole mail. We ain't get through one this episode, but you know we love reading your things and giving y'all advice, so email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com. And where can they reach you? Weezy?
Just on Instagram, WeezyWTF.
And y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Full Court Pumps. Thank you guys so very much. This has been another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.